Do you want to know how to maintain a good personal hygiene? Today we look at two aspects in detail, intimate hygiene and care for the hands. This will be followed by the first part in a fascinating series of articles about awakened consciousness, in which the mystic Gurdjieff takes us on a journey from heightened awareness to enlightenment. Today's meditation will be the harmonious awakening of Kundalini and its ascension along the spine until Sahasrara. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Tiger Lily and Valentino.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Intimate hygiene. The genitalia have to be the object of a remarkable hygiene, not more so than any other part of your body. The natural environment from the vagina has an ideal composition which protects it from the aggressions of the outside. Therefore, by protecting it, we protect our health. What kind of soap do we use for our intimate hygiene? Use soft soap developed for sensitive skin, not acid soaps. The vagina is naturally acidic to the degree to which it is convenient to the bacterial flora present inside of it. If the acidity level reaches higher values, it will destroy the balance and set the conditions for the appearance of a different kind of flora. Furthermore, a different kind of flora in the vagina usually equals the development of some fungi responsible for the infections bearing the name mycoses. Is the use of an antiseptic product recommended? You should use an antiseptic product only in a few exceptional cases, because just as it destroys the noxious bacteria, it may just as well destroy the useful bacteria, whose role is to protect us. Can we use perfumes? A healthy vagina does not have a bad smell. It has a naturally pleasant smell, musk-like because of the secretion glands present with all mammals. The smell has the role to attract the male. However, the use of perfumed soap will not make the secretions go away, neither their characteristic smell. Moreover, such products may irritate the mucous membranes of the vagina. If you sense any abnormal smell, this may indicate an infection, and you should always check with your doctor. Which is the best way to take care of your intimate parts? You should wash only the external part of your genitalia, so that the balance of the inside of the vagina is not disturbed. This implies the separate washing up of the vulva and of the anus twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, with warm water and soft soap. After rinsing, dry with a clean, dry towel. Wet towels contribute to the spreading of the bacteria responsible for vaginal infections. Why wash inside? If it is normal to wash the external part of the genitalia because it has contact with the exterior, it is not so customary to wash the internal part of the vagina very often. A healthy vagina is naturally clean due to the presence of some specific bacteria which create an acid environment suited for its protection. Moreover, the mucus secretions do not remain inside the vagina because they are expelled to the exterior. Daily internal washing will only ruin the natural balance of the vagina, as it will no longer be able to protect against microbial aggressions. Under what conditions should you do an internal wash? Use two fingers in order to wash the inside of your vagina only in the following situations. After menstruation, to remove blood clots or remains of the tampon, and after sexual contact. Use only clean water. How about vaginal douches? Internal vaginal douches are quite harmful if not done properly, because they destroy the bacterial flora and modify the internal acidity, making it vulnerable. A safe method is to use from time to time calendula infusion for vaginal irrigation. Care for your hands. Hands are body parts exposed to everyone's eyes and which reveal both a woman's age as well as traits of her personality. Consequently, your hands should always be cared for. Here are some tricks to keep them young. 1. Keyword: moisturizing. In order to avoid wrinkles on your hands, you should keep in mind that each time you come inside your house, or each time you wash something, even just your hands, you should also use a moisturizing cream. Heat, cold, and soaps dry your skin to a great extent. In the evening, before going to bed, you should wash your hands using an emollient soap. Dry them with a towel and rub them using a moisturizing cream. 2. Once in a while, when you have some spare time, you may massage them with simple movements. This will stimulate the blood circulation. This simple massage may even be rubbing the back of one hand with the palm of the other. This massage is similar to the movements you perform when you wash your hands, and it not only stimulates your circulation, but also warms your hands. 3. The chemical products that help you clean the house are in fact an enemy of your hands. Accordingly, you should avoid contact with these products when you clean the house. It is preferable that you wear plastic gloves whenever you have to wash the floor or you have to do laundry by hand. The best gloves for this purpose are the surgical gloves, which you can find in any pharmacy and which are inexpensive, thin, and quite comfortable. 4. The moisturizing creams and lotions penetrate the skin faster if you first eliminate the dead cells. In order to do this, you should keep your hands in water and soap for 5 minutes, after which you let them dry for a while, and then rub them with the harsh side of the bath sponge. You may also use sugar or salt instead of the sponge. Olive oil, your hand's friend. Warm up some olive oil, pour it in a bowl, and put your hands in it, taking turns. You may leave the oil on your hands for as long as you like, so that your skin absorbs it and your hands get all the moisturizing they need. Masks for your hands. You may apply on your hands homemade masks several times a week. Mask made with lemon and avocado. In a ceramic bowl, mix 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of avocado oil, and 1 teaspoon of glycerin. Apply on your hands, massaging them so that the cream will enter more easily inside your skin. After 20 minutes, wash with warm water without using any soap. Mask made with honey. Are your hands dry and your skin has lost elasticity? With a mask prepared from 2 teaspoons of honey, 4 capsules of A vitamin, and 1 teaspoon of glycerin, your problem has its solution. Use it 3 to 4 times a day. The honey has emollient properties, The glycerin softens your skin, and vitamin A regenerates the tissue. Prepare your own hand cream. If you cannot afford to buy a hand cream all the time, you may prepare it yourself. There are a number of recipes equally effective. You may choose one or the other, weighing the ingredients you find around the house. Buttercream. Mix a teaspoon of butter with a teaspoon of rose water and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Massage your hands with this. They will become very soft. Hydrating lotion. Pour in a bottle 1 spoon of glycerin, 1 spoon of lemon juice, and 5 drops of rose water. Massage your hands with this lotion when you finish the work inside the house. After 30 minutes, wash with warm water. Banana cream. Mix in a bowl 1 banana, 1 spoon of honey, 1 spoon of lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon of vegetable butter or margarine. The mixture is ideal for moisturizing your hands. Spread it on your hands and leave for approximately 2 to 3 hours, and then wash with cold water.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Awakened Consciousness, Part 1. George Ivanovich Gurdjieff, born 1872, died October 29, 1949, founded a movement based on doctrines of enlightenment through meditation and heightened self-awareness that attracted many prominent followers in Europe and United States. Of Russian-American origin, Gurdjieff established his Institute for the Harmonious Development of Man at Fontainebleau, France, where he settled in 1922. He wrote books like Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson, Meetings with Remarkable Men, and Life is Real Only Then, When I Am. His disciples included architect Frank Lloyd Wright, painter Georgia O'Keeffe, writer Catherine Mansfield, and journalist P.D. Uspensky, whose books helped to popularize Gurdjieff's teachings. In order to understand what the difference between states of consciousness is, let us consider the state of sleep. This is an entirely subjective state of consciousness. A person is immersed in dreams whether they remember them or not. It doesn't matter. Even if some real impressions reaches them, such as sounds, voices, warmth, cold, etc., they arouse only subjective images. Then the person wakes up. At first glance, this is a completely new and different state of consciousness. The person can move, talk with other people, make calculations ahead, can see danger and avoid it, and so on. It stands to reason that they are now in a better position than when they were asleep. But if we look more deeply into things, into the person's inner world, their thoughts, the causes of their actions, we will see that the person is almost in the same state as if they were asleep. And it is even worse because in sleep they are passive, but in the waking state they can do something and the results of these actions will be reflected upon them and upon those around them. And yet they do not remember themselves. They are a machine. They cannot stop the flow of their thoughts, cannot focus the flow of their thoughts, cannot control their imagination, emotions, and attention. They live in a subjective world of I love, I do not love, I like, I do not like, I want, I do not want. That is, of what they think they like, of what they think they do not like, of what they think they want, of what they think they do not want. They do not see the real world. The real world is hidden from them by a thick wall of uncontrolled imagination. They live in waking sleep. They are asleep. What is called clear consciousness is actually a deep and far more dangerous sleep than the sleep at night in bed. Take some event in the life of humanity, for example, a war. What does it signify? It signifies that several millions of sleeping people are destroying several millions of other sleeping people. They would not do this, of course, if they were to wake up. Everything that takes place is owing to this sleep. Both states of consciousness, sleep and the false waking state, are thus equally subjective. Only by beginning to remember themselves does a person really awaken. Once awoken, all surrounding life acquires a different aspect and a different meaning. It is a life of sleeping people, a life in sleep. All that people say and do, they say and do in sleep. All this can have no value whatsoever. Only awakening and what leads to awakening has a value in reality. How many times have I been asked whether wars can be stopped? Of course they can. For this, it is only necessary that people should awake. This seems like such a small thing. It is, however, the most difficult thing there can be because this sleep is induced by our so-called education and maintained by the whole surrounding society.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: the harmonious awakening of Kundalini and its ascension along the spine until Sahasrara. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the harmonious awakening of Kundalini and its ascension along the spine until Sahasrara. Let us begin. Well, thank you for joining us on Tantra FM. Until next time, have a great day.